This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know what it is, episode 149 of the Random Order Show. We got me, man.
Locked in.
It's your boy Jermaine Richards, man. Another man. We got
Yo, man, if your lips crap, man, just put on the lip chop.
Of course, we got Big Shell Sebastian in the building. Talk to him.
Yes, sir, man. And you can't see it, but the farmer's tan activated for the show.
The what?
All day, man.
Farmer's tan.
What's that?
All day.
Farmer's tan.
When you're sure. Listen, man, what a wholesome episode we have upon us, man. We talked about all the hard-hitting topics that other podcasts are afraid to cover.
Yakking in your hands. Wrapping your baby like a tamale.
How to avoid wet driver back.
Bet the school drew role-playing on GTA. Smoking pot with your dad. And of course, man, yakking your bro's hair.
Listen, man, y'all know what y'all need to do, man. Apple Podcast, Spotify, drop a 5-star stunning rating, man. Show some love, amen. Jump in the comments, man. Smash that like button. Smash that bell, amen. Lock in, man. Enjoy this episode, people. Episode 106 in Park. We coming at you live. I'm here with fucking AJ and Free. Bow Wow's on the way.
Yeah.
Chopper style, chopper style.
Trust me, bear rating. Yeah. Trust me, bear rating.
The episode is on fire.
All day, man.
Straight like that.
Yep. Back at y'all next, man. 149 on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I literally learned the other day.
What you did there.
106 in part. But the thing is, that's not going to hit. That's only going to hit for 50% of the Canadian. Was it Canada or the Peel region? I mean, or the GTA region?
Wait, why?
You know the whole thing where BT is on certain was on certain channels for some people?
Yeah.
It was either 49 or some other weird shit.
For half of the...
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Posted it. Yeah. Marlon posted it in there. Everyone, he's like, yo, comment what BT was on for you. And niggas were saying, it's some weird number to us.
It wasn't 49 63. For everybody?
Like 63, nigga? No, 49. Shit. BT was
49. Yeah. Was
flat.
Great talk, man.
Man, that's crazy, man. Damn.
It's like that, man. Mm.
Interesting.
Where was BT? What channel would BT? What channel? Y'all got channels? What's the American channel? You know what I mean? One to...
Oh.
What are the low channels out here?
Because that's basic cable.
Basic cable, right?
Yeah.
So basic cable probably went up to like 70, depending on your area. Mm-hmm. And then we saw that 60, like high 60s, it was getting static.
Let me ask my...
Yeah.
And then when we had the
sometimes
cable box...
Sometimes you hit a look on a little 73, mm-hmm, it'd be some plant bullshit.
Yeah. But it really depends on how far your shit...
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Damn, I remember having that illegal box, man.
Which one?
I think we talked about it before.
Damn, that's how we got my officer going there.
Yeah. Which one was going on?
Officer Powell?
Goddamn.
He a fed, yeah, in case I didn't know.
Don't put it out there just like that.
You a fed?
Nah, I ain't a fed. I play GTRP. I'm a police officer on GTRP.
You chose the role?
I did, yeah. Look, it's like my 10th server.
What inspired you to be a fed?
You know, I was just bored, to be honest, man. I was just bored. I was just bored, man. I was on the server just bored, like, I want something to do, you know? And then the police officer seemed like, it's something to do. You're going to be in the mix.
Promising career.
You know, everybody want to be a drug dealer on GTA, man. You're going to be in the mix, so, and it's fun.
And you want to stop them.
I do, yeah.
You said you're thrilled. You had a rush? You felt a rush?
It, I mean, I wouldn't take it that far. Okay. I, you know, I was enjoying myself for just the gameplay. Just a while ago,
you said, "Oh, I'm missing GTA." I ain't even gonna lie to you, but if the only thing you do it on it's GTA is patrol,
it's not the only thing I
if
do.
If the only thing you do on GTA is patrol, if the only thing you do is ride around your little car, and I seen your car,
you know it's nice.
You got a charger?
I got the AMG.
AMG cop car.
AMG cop car. Yeah.
AMG what? What's the body?
The Benz. Benz AMG. I can't remember. It's the coupe.
But AMG's a class, right?
Mm. I don't got any.
Oh, yeah. AMG's like you, so say, you basically said I drive an M.
Yeah, basically.
It still kind of works, though. So
I
work.
Drive an M?
Yeah, like, because you know, if you're a but BMW boy, you know, like, it's an M engine.
The
so,
M package?
Yeah, I got an M package.
But so AMG is not. Okay, so AMG's M is a package and AMG is a package.
It's a package, yeah.
Okay, okay.
It's the plus.
You basically say I'm driving a sport.
Right, right. All right, let me figure out. I know which one. It's the coupe with the little.
It's just, it says police on the side.
Yeah.
It's just Chris. Nice.
It just says, where's your office? What's your officer badge number, mister?
I think it's a CLE 63.
That's your badge number?
I don't have
a badge. You know his badge by heart?
It don't go that far, gang.
You sure? He's just one day on patrol and all this shit. Bro, I'm walking up and down the halls, and Julian's asleep. You know, he's middle of the night.
Hey, you going exaggerated. I'm telling you guys right now, man.
That's crazy.
You going exaggerated.
Can I spill? Like,
go ahead, brother.
The fuck?
Yeah. Go ahead, brother.
I don't even know what I'm about to say.
Can I say this pain?
At the end of the day, shout out my nigga T Grizzly, man, because he got a cop character too on his.
He's gonna pull another one. He's 12. He's so used to talent. He's so used to talent.
I'm just saying, it's a video game. That's all I'm saying.
We got the gym in the morning, man. Everyone know that, man. We got the gym in the morning. Everyone up at 6:30. We out. It's the middle of the night. I get up. I couldn't sleep. I'm having nightmares. I'm tossing, turning. I said, I need to go to the bathroom, wash my face, some water. I'm hearing little conversations, trying to be low. Get him, get him. I said, what the fuck? Go. I let it go. I think I'm just hearing shit in my head. I go use the bathroom. Come back outside and I hear, "You are under arrest." What the fuck? Open shutters door, full suit on. Full police suit on.
This is real life.
Fuck. I close the door. You ain't even know. That's why he laughed. I just close the door quietly. You ain't got a cop hat?
You ain't bring a cop hat?
I have a cop hat. Me fucking for real.
You packed the car.
The nigga, got me on his Instagram story already.
12. I didn't know he was working for 12. I know he was working for the man. Officer. I didn't know he was working for the man. I'm sorry.
It's a shortcut, so that's
police
like
right now. That's the police right now.
Talking about, cuz.
It's not airborne.
Yeah, right, nigga. I would never do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right, man. He said, bro.
That's where I draw the line. I'm not putting on a hat. I'll pretend to be a character.
The nigga's talking to someone else in the real world. Said,
so which way did he go? This street?
Hey, y'all niggas ain't never played cops or robbers, bro?
I was robbing, man.
Get to the robbing.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
Wait, I didn't know you snuck up on him. I didn't have that context. You snuck up on him?
He's lying. What the fuck? You believe that shit?
No, I'm saying on the story. On the story, I snuck up on him. But he didn't come in. Yeah.
So you were just sleeping? Yeah. He snuck up on me. Like, he came home. Like, I was playing because he wasn't there. So I was playing.
I was running with you.
Yeah,
you were. I came back.
He just came in, but.
And I'm just hearing, stop in the name of law.
Okay, you're capping. That's not what that was.
You didn't say, oh, no, sorry. He said, freeze!
No, I didn't say that either. You lying.
Really?
What do you actually say? You just, you know, some children?
The only thing I really say that's like a police vernacular is the Miranda rights. That's really it. Every time you arrest someone, you got to say the Miranda rights.
Really?
Tell us.
That's in how the they game? Want because they want it to be serious. They want, like, that's what GTRP is.
Yeah, I feel
the
that.
The RP stands for role play, so they're trying to really get you in there, but.
Go ahead, role play.
Other
tell
than
us.
That, I just talk my shit. Just, you know, I'm not my character as a cop is I'm not a bad cop. Like, I'm not trying to fuck with niggas.
Chill cop.
Like, I'm only gonna do what I gotta do. Like, if I catch you a couple of times, I got ticket you now. You feel me? Like,
that's pretty sick.
But other than that, I'm gonna just let you go. Like, I ain't tripping, bro.
Nah, I feel that play. You know? I play.
Yeah. Tell me my Miranda rights.
I always look it up. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be a crooked cop. I'm telling you that,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, you
start whispering. I'm doing a little listen bit. Listen up, man. Nickel. Next time.
I'm coming around the corner right
sticking
now.
With my shit.
You got need my beans, pack man. On me.
I would not do this in the real world. I'm a good guy.
Yeah, nah, he just, he, but nah, he, I'm,
it's,
I'm,
nah, it's fun, though. I'm gonna be real. I bet. I denied doing it for a minute because I'm like, I don't wanna be no fad, like, fuck that, da da da. But it just get boring after a while. Yeah, it's a game, too. You just be doing the same shit, trying to sell drugs all day. Like, that's just boring, bro.
Ain't
like,
no game, man.
Okay, Trevon.
Ain't no game, man. This shit real, man. Yeah. I bleed this shit.
When you get in the city, you're gonna have to deal with me, brother. Tell you that.
Damn, yeah, it's like that, yeah, officer.
You coming at me sideways. Yeah. I'm coming at you.
Outside the game.
I'll be on the streets. I'll tell all my drug dealing niggas. I say, hey, listen, when you see Pow, fire that thing.
By the way, I know where he at. Real life.
Like, fire that thing on him, man. How many lives you get in role play?
You get unlimited lives. Mm. But they kind of tell you, like, your memory gets zapped. So, like, if a nigga kill you, you can't go back and kill him because you're dead. You don't know that.
Mm.
Right? Unless somebody tell you, like, oh, because you could go to, like, the hospital. Niggas, they got, like, EMS and shit. They can come and pick you up.
Wait, what do you mean your memory's zapped?
Yeah.
Like, zapped. So, like, you can't, you have to act like you don't remember the situation.
But I can't. Hey man, like in a past life type shit. Like I'm fucking.
If you get healed, like if EMS come and get you, and like you don't bleed out, then you can double back because you know you're just in a coma.
But you're not allowed to come back and get revenge.
But you can't come back and get revenge if you bleed out and die because you're dead.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
But can you like, come across and interact with the same person?
Yeah, yeah. But you have to like meet them again type shit. Every server is different, but the one I'm in, like yeah, that's how they run it. They're like, you know what I'm saying? You can't. Certain things you can't like I can't like on a police chase I can't like hit your whip crazy. Like, I gotta give you a fair chance. So, like,
yeah.
Because it's not fun, right?
Yeah, bro. That's hella interesting to me.
It's a lot. Yeah. Honestly, it's a lot there, man. Like taking a break from just shooting like Call of Duty and all that shit, man. I'm just tired of that shit, bro.
Yeah.
Tired of sweating every time I'm on a game.
Real life stress and shit.
Yeah, I'm tired. Yeah, I'm tired of that shit, bro.
It gets there, man. So you break, just you, know? You just so, chose just... the other life. Okay. Definitely saying, okay, lieutenant.
I'm a recruit still. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, no, I'm about to get on Grand Theft Auto.
On patrol.
Yeah, man. I put a little graphics mod on your shit, man. Look beautiful. Get you really immersed.
You downloaded what now?
A graphical mod. It makes the game look better.
How much space we talking?
Yeah, I told you get the SSD, but that's why I said
this nigga came knock. This nigga knocked on my door. Hey,
you gonna need to up your GPU?
What the fuck? You got more? You got five more TVs on you?
Hey, I thought he was just checking out for
the
me.
The nigga got 500 gigabytes on his computer.
Oh no, you don't do that
in this world.
That's all you need.
Yeah, no, nah, no, nah. Because I said all I need is Call of Duty.
That's all I need.
But you can't knock on my shit and tell me what I need.
Yes, I can, nigga.
Yeah, I guess you did.
Did that shit.
Just that hustle music.
Maybe some of y'all could do the math on this. Of like, how many episodes we put out kind of year one, how many we put out year two, and then how many we put out year three, and then this year. I feel like this year we...
Oh, no, this year is the most we ever dropped, for sure.
Going crazy, yeah.
Before, it was just as much as we could do it, then it was just... I don't know. It was about, like, finding it, figuring out what it was to begin with. Mm-hmm. And then once we did that, we figured out what it could be. And then once we did that, we figured out how to do that and just, like, you know, do it in the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just get it out continuously. So that's where we're at now.
Yes. Yeah, not to mention,
on it.
Moving and shit. There's so many moving parts.
Oh, yeah.
We're all over the place, man. Mm-hmm. It was a lot.
This is the Brotherhood of the Traveling Pants, nigga. It's just...
Yeah.
What?
You know, the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that sound familiar. Yeah.
We just living out bags and shit.
Right. Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. These pants were traveling. But, yeah, no, this is the most... This is the most we've dropped, man. What we started the year, episode one...
2020, I think.
120?
I think I...
Episode one? 2019.
No, 2019? No, from January this year. What episode did we drop?
Fuck, man, I'm not gonna even try, bro.
Yeah, that's a scroller.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, let's
close. I'll attempt.
Yeah, scroll that real quick. Just see January. What time? What time we drop real quick? That'll give you a little idea.
Okay, this is August. Of what? 20 what?
This year, 2023.
Oh, this year.
I kind of forget sometimes that we're in 2023, which is wild.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I find myself still forgetting. Before, never, like,
yeah,
it's 20.
Sometimes I think it's 2024, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I see my card's about to expire. I'm like, oh, thank God we're only in 2023.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shit, moving on.
2023.
That's a fact.
What is time? Bro, I literally just said, you know what, just take me to.
Yeah, man.
So be like, time's flying. So yeah, take me.
I'm here, man. We have nowhere else to go.
We along for the ride, man. It's going fast. Like, all right, nigga, let's see.
Buckle up. Yeah, literally. That's how I feel, though. I feel like, yo, shit is just flying.
Yeah.
Like, 2023 is done.
Wow.
No.
Write it up. It's done.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that. I'm still. I'm still trying to, you know.
But this is the thing. We're still here for sure. Like 2023 is obviously not done, but like next month, this Monday is August.
Yeah, that's 8.
Right? You know what I mean? We're already in 8. By the time we go out to LA, do all that, you're gonna go back home. By the time you're back home, you're gonna say August is halfway done.
You still have November, which feels like a year.
Yeah, November's long. November's long as fuck. No reason,
this
man.
This shit just be gone. That's right. It'd be coming on the news. Listen, we're extending November. Hang in there. We got 3 more weeks. November's like COVID sometimes.
Yeah.
We're extending November.
Damn, man.
That should be having, 57 days, I think?
I think November's, 61. Probably about 61. Then December comes in, and man, I'm just... Man, what's your New Year's resolution?
Yeah, you gotta start writing that shit now.
You gotta start right now?
Might as well. Happy birthday.
Oh, it's done.
I mean, I see both sides. I don't feel like, I feel okay about it.
I feel good.
That's what I'm saying. I'm fine. I feel like everything's on track. I'm like, all right, I'm good, nigga.
Mm-hmm. This is what it is.
Take me for the ride, man.
But September, like.
Don't you see them fucking bangers, them binders banging on that shit? Oh, my God.
5-star school binders.
You get the Walmart commercials and shit.
God, man. I had to tell Wally World, turn it down, man.
I'm seeing them now, man. I'm getting PTSD and shit.
Yeah,
there's nothing more traumatic and triggering than a fucking back to school commercial, man.
It'd be summer, they'd be fucking with you. Say, don't forget, nigga, eraser commercial and shit.
You think they like soft launch it? Like, it won't be like a binder commercial till August. It'll be like a pencil pack.
Yeah, they start like
July, be like a pencil pack.
Dropping hints and shit. Mm-hmm. Need new jeans soon?
Literally, man.
Yeah, for real.
I'm telling my jit too, man. It ain't no back to school freshness, nigga. Same jeans, go ahead.
Nah,
we fresh all year. No, we picking something up. Yeah. That's the thing. Don't make it a fucking event that we get. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta wait a year. I gotta wait
for
the sun to rotate around the motherfucking universe, nigga, for me to get some new jeans and shit.
Get some new drip. I gotta wait for the rotation to dip. Nah, man.
And we used to get one shoe. I'm like, bro, I know it's like a thing that we do now, but like, you don't. It's not to be one shoe all year.
What about two? What about two?
Yeah. Yeah. What about like when we absolutely need it?
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah. I'm not doing the back to school shopping. He's just gonna be fresh all year.
I feel that.
We'll do that. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Of course, as much as you can do, man.
Yeah, man. Because I don't know, man. Like, having two young nieces and shit and just seeing how they just disregard clothing.
They don't rate clothes. Yeah, if they don't rate clothes. Don't
rate it, man. So it's like, why am I going to rate it?
I'll be buying them little Dickies and shit, like the durable clothing, Mark's Warehouse and shit. Mm-hmm.
Carhartt, yeah.
Carpenter thing, pants and shit. Yeah, fuck with you.
Bro.
Get your arm out, man. Go on.
Yeah, that shit till you're nine.
When I have a kid, I'm gonna make sure like he or she understands the importance.
I mean, I think every parent tries that. Every parent's gonna be like, now understand, this cost money. I worked hard for it. Then I give a f-.
Nah, man. It's not even gonna be like that. It's gonna say, listen.
Nigga, my friend is rolling around the grass.
They gotta join. You know, they gotta join.
Yo, I literally at the wedding, my nieces were in an all white dress. I watched them like play this game where they're just tumbling on the grass. And I'm like, why?
I'm gonna say, not in this drip.
You weren't all white.
I'm literally saying, not in this drip.
Yeah. You gotta have an off day.
Yeah. Off days are fine, but I'm gonna try and. Ray wasn't like that. Ray was pretty good. Ray was pretty chill. Like, she didn't get too dirty. Like, her drip was juice on there. I'm not gonna get mad at you for that.
Yeah, they'd be bad with aiming.
Juice be juicing for sure for kids.
They'd be beating them up.
Oh
man.
My God, they cannot work a straw.
Hey, like, Uncle! Don't hug me, no.
Yeah, no.
No.
Telling you.
Yeah, but they jump, like, okay, I'll correct it. He's not jumping in puddles.
I've never been a puddle splasher. See a puddle.
Like, ever?
No.
I ain't afraid of no puddle, I'll say that.
You don't know what's at the bottom, man.
You jump straight through.
The puddle go a little bit deep.
I know, I feel that. I'm not. Like, I remember I went to Walmart the other day to get some toiletries and shit for the trip, and I seen a parking spot, and it was, like, a big puddle in the parking spot. And I was like, fuck it. Went in there, hopped out into the water, man.
Oh, you got out.
Yeah, in it. But I was just, like, in the water. Just took my time, just slowly, like, you know. Some people be like, I'm going to find another spot.
That's real. It depends on the platform of your shoes and shit. Yeah, if I'm in the AF Unos, yeah, I'm going to get in there. But if I'm in the...
Yeah, I was wearing Jordan 4s. Yeah, they kind of...
Oh, yeah, you're up there.
Yeah, maybe that was what it was.
You got some gum on you.
I'd rather not.
But. Just got word from my New York friend that BT was 24 for him.
BT was what?
24. I was 24.
24?
Channel 24.
CP24, the news?
Yeah.
So what the fuck was CP24?
He's in New York.
He's in New York.
Oh, New York.
Yeah. So. It makes sense. Yeah, I guess they don't need that one.
I did not hear New York there.
Sorry.
I was thinking Toronto. 24.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, speaking of babies, actually, I have this very interesting video.
My baby, when he wakes up and wants to get out of his saddle, swaddle.
That baby looks happy. Huh?
Nice.
I don't know why it was giving me insane asylum, man. I'm not gonna cap.
No, that's good.
The fucking
man.
White it's, jacket.
Well, yeah, maybe I'll change the color probably. I'll go beige. Maybe baby blue for the boy, pink for the girl.
I thought the white was fresh.
But I do get it.
It's like being hugged and shit.
Ooh, I didn't even take it to that route.
Oh, shit.
I was just thinking, because you know, babies scratch their face.
Oh, and they sleep
that's
and
why
shit?
They put the gloves on them, right? But a lot of babies can just, they come out the gloves. I guess that's just like foolproof love. Like, you're not scratching nothing.
Bro, I would go to bed. If I know that someone's gonna take me out, bro. Because the only way I panic is if I'm trapped, man. I'm fucked.
Yeah, when you're a baby, all you're going to do is like sleep, pee, poo. And you're already going to do that in your satchel. So it's like, if you're in the swaddle, there's nothing else for him to do but just.
You think you can sleep like this?
If I'm a baby?
I thought you was a baby brother.
Yo. I could. That's why I know he good.
Okay, then.
That's
say
all
that.
I'm saying.
Say that. Okay.
I wouldn't do it now because I'm going to get claustrophobic. But as a baby that wants to move, if this is a norm for you, you don't know nothing. And this is the norm for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what he's just waiting.
You probably going to grow up.
Yeah. I'm
still sleeping like this and shit. I don't know why I do this.
I like to move in my sleep, though. I'll say that. Like, I like to kind of like.
Babies be splat one position, though.
It's true. You're right. Yeah. I always be wondering, like, is your neck good?
A baby?
When a baby's sleeping.
They ain't got no neck.
Bro?
They got soft bones.
Yeah, they got soft bones and shit.
Oh. Okay.
They're like, yeah. Think of a baby like mackerel.
Or like a plasticine. Yeah, babies, you can shape their head and shit. Mm-hmm. Depending on how they sleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But really? No Googles. I know this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't got a chance. Yeah.
You know Bones?
The book?
And mackerel.
Oh.
Huh? You know what a mackerel fish is?
No. Oh, mackerel. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love mackerel.
The bones are soft.
Are they? I don't eat them.
You just say you love mackerel.
But I'd pick the bones up.
Oh, you probably ate the bone.
No.
You probably ate the bone, bro.
Probably like one bone, two bones,
bro. And they're so soft. Like, the only way you're going to know you ate them is if it goes up into your gum. It's,
really?
You remember when daddy used to feed us and he said, yo, like, take the bone out of the mackerel?
Some of them be soft.
They're soft bones, but, like, you can get it crushed. You take them out, but it's fine if they're in there.
Nice, man.
Okay. Yeah.
Ain't no Google, man. Know that.
I feel like having to change your baby out of this would feel like you're opening up a tamale. It's just fucking hot shit at the center.
Oh, my God. Oh. Remember when I had a tamale at the sumo wrestling? Not the sumo wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
We went to, what would you call that? What was
Luchador?
Luchador, yeah. And
why? How'd y'all get there?
Waleed.
Of course.
That's the only reason I'd ever be there.
How did he sell you on that? Or did it take a lot of convincing? Or
no, I was like, dude, you want to go? I'm like, yeah, sure, fuck it. It sounds weird.
Nice, though. Man. That's how, I like that, man.
It was. I felt like I walked into like a club, like a little club room that I didn't know about. That
like a private gambling rig.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just like, hey, what's up, guy? What are we doing here? Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, it was cool. It was entertaining. It was hella entertaining.
We walked into a real life Discord room, and everyone in that room was like, Lucho.
Everyone's like, this is the part. I'm like, oh, fuck.
When they're about to jump off, everyone's like, fucking move. Oh, like, what the hell? Really? Bro, they jump into the crowd.
Literally, they're like, get out. Get out the fucking seat. And then your chairs get like squashed and shit, then they fix it back up, and then you go back to sit. But like the match comes out of the ring.
Can we set that up again when we're out there? I would love to.
I think you would.
Why you shake your head?
You go alone, bro.
It's just got very messy, man. It got twisted. And I think it was a traveling show. I'm not 100% sure.
It was good, but it got to the point where, okay, this is a thing. Now Wally does a pretty good job at it, like at bringing people places, and then he's okay to say, yo, we can say totally fuck this and like leave.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But Wally's don't get not defense
to
that.
Yeah, he's not the type to say like, if you guys want to leave, he'll just look, y'all and get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go. Mm-hmm. So it got to a point where I stood up. I said, I'm not sitting back down. I'm not gonna be like, yo, we gotta leave now. But I'm gonna be like, I was over here.
I'm a mosey. I'm gonna go towards the door.
Sure, whenever y'all want. Like,
but I'm good.
Yeah. I'm alright. I got what I needed out of it because someone was yakking behind Wally's back
twice. She got another drink and shit.
When you're ladies,
she got water and the water's like squirting all over the place and shit.
Bro, there's ways to yak. This
is not one.
Never.
If I reach this point,
it's you're better just going. You know what I mean? Just take it to the ground. I'll
never go like this.
But I will say, like, it depends on the type of yak, right? Follow me. Like, there's obviously the yak that, like, projectile comes out. Like, you kind of shocks you. You never want to do this. But the one that you kind of feel, because it can just come out, like, literally in your hand.
I'll never hold my yak.
I'm going to be honest. I've held my yak before. I'm going to be for real.
Weird.
Proud of it. Yeah, so it wasn't my first time yakking that night, right? So I knew, like, okay, the hardest one is the first one.
Yeah,
after
you're right.
That, it's less and less, right? So just, I thought it was over, and it wasn't. I caught it in my hand, man, and I ran to the washroom. But it was like, I wasn't mad at that, because I didn't put it on the floor. I didn't put it on nobody's shit. I took my shit to the washroom.
Were you walking?
It wasn't that much. It was it wasn't that much. So it was just like a little leftover. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You
like,
said excuse me?
No, I was by myself. So I just thought to my head, you know, like, fuck. Wait,
I just I'm not holding my yak, bro. I don't give a
fuck. You like walk through the club like this?
Nah, I wasn't at the club. I was at my homeboy's house.
Wait, where are you?
My homeboy's house.
And then, okay, so you're at your homeboy's house. You throw up in your hands, and then you walk to his bathroom.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I respect that then.
That's nice.
That's nice.
I thought you was in the club.
No.
Yeah,
no,
I'm about to say.
That's what we're doing here. Y'all know what happens in here, man.
Come and rescue me for real.
Yeah, no, that's your shit.
Okay,
But I'm still like, I never had vomit surprise me. Like, even really? With the whales, when I was saying, like,
I mean, it ain't really a surprise, but it's something that you think you can kind of like breathe away. You know what I mean? You could control your body, you could breathe, like, I don't want it to come up right now. And so you try to like suppress it however you can, mentally, whatever, you know, trying to control your body. Like, I've been there before, and sometimes I'm successful and sometimes I'm not. But I kind of know that point of when I'm not going to be successful, I got to get somewhere quick.
Yeah, same. I got a minute probably tops by the time. I'm going to try and breathe and I'm going to say, okay.
Yeah, depending on how far I got to go.
Watch out. It's one last breath and you go, bro. That's all I tell you. Yeah, because it has to keep your mouth closed quick. When in doubt, go on, figure. I'm not holding yak, because if I hold yak in my mouth, well, fuck him.
It's gonna make me yak, bro. Yeah,
wait, you've never held yak in your mouth?
Never.
I've done that too.
Nah, bro, you're a loyal person, man. So I respect that.
I mean, instead of, if I'm in a place where I don't want it to just come, remember, I have chronic migraines, right? So
I've definitely
held it in my mouth so I can get to a better area and then release it.
That's respect, that's man. Me, yo, that's man. The thing. There's rules, man. There's rules, man.
Yeah.
Other people aren't so, you know what I mean, thoughtful.
The only chronic migraines I got is the chronic high grade.
It's that new pack.
It's the chronic.
For sure.
The migraine 3000?
Yeah. I yacked at my brother's afro, so like, you tell me about holding shit. I ain't holding yin.
God damn, nigga. What the fuck?
Brian's chalked for that one. I think I told him before, we had a bunk bed and we had alternating, we had a fucking prison schedule alternating bunk beds. So to be two at the bottom, just one at the top. Nigga. Get the fuck up. Like, cause you'll be chilling in your bed like it's yours, and they just paid you. But when someone pages you in a bunk bed, they're just standing straight at eye level. So it's like,
get on my
and they're on their feet.
They can get you happy.
So we had an alternating schedule, and it was me, Jermaine, and Ryan. And obviously, it's just two at the bottom, one at the top, right? We just switched that. So, you know, you sleep with one brother, and then the next time you get your little space. So I was sick. Special nights, you have, like, you'll get it maybe for a little weekend or a couple days. So I was sick. I wasn't feeling too good. So I had the top bunk.
I don't know why you would. Huh? That's zero logic right there. You should be at the edge of the bottom.
Yeah, so you can
get. Because I'm sleeping alone. There couldn't be two at the top.
Oh. Okay.
Stay away.
For distance. For, like, y'all don't get sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I'm just not just.
Yeah. Nigga face. Yo, dog, nah, that's a scrap, man. We're fighting after that. That's crazy.
So, I'm at the top, and I just, whatever, like, through the night, I'm just not sleeping well, and I'm feeling like I have to throw up, so I guess I'm making grogging noises, and I wake Ryan up. I don't even know if you got up at this point, unless you got up in the middle of the madness. Yeah, so I get up and I'm on the bunk because I don't want nothing in my bed.
Yeah,
so I'm just holding on to the bars. But you gotta understand, like, if I can put my legs this way, my legs are this way right now. I get up, sleep, and I grab the bars. It's a little entrance right here. The bars right here.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So I'm feeling queasy. And I'm just like, I'm holding on. You just need to fucking hold on.
So get ready for your ride.
Yeah, so I'm just there and I'm making noises. So Ryan fucking wakes up and he comes out the bunk bed.
She says, "What? Shaboy, what's wrong?"
And I said, "What?"
It's just straight down.
And I don't know why, but this nigga stays there and starts screaming. So his head sucks. He says, "Ah!" Fucking yak. Fucking pats down his hair. I see his hair go this ludicrous mode. I parted that nigga's waves, bro. I parted his shit.
The Red Sea, man.
God, yo, damn. Definitely the orange chunky sea on his head.
Yeah.
Bro, I felt so bad, but the best part about it is after I finished yakking,
sleep blessed.
Yes. And I said,
Fuck you. You fucking smell like shit. You smell like beef wrong.
Bro, I can't believe it. It wasn't my fault, though. He just looked up and tried to see, because he knew I was sick. So I was just going to check.
For sure. Yeah.
Which I respect, but it's like, bro, like, I don't know. I would have gotten up, like, completely out of the bed. Like, he just poked his head out.
I'll ask you from under there. Nick, you go.
Something. Because as soon as I see that coming down, I'm just covering that, man.
Nigga, like, I'm punching the thing. Like, good. I'm not here. Yeah, nigga, fuck that.
Yacked all over that guy's afro, man. That's a core memory for me,
that's
man.
That's tough, man.
I literally don't remember what happened after that.
Sleep. You went to bed?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I don't remember.
Probably dreamed, forgot to dream.
Yeah. I felt bad still, nah, but
that's something you can only do to your brother, I'll tell you that. Anybody else gonna put the paws on you, or at least try.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yeah, considering just to puke down.
Yeah, like, and it had to be your older brother.
Well, where am I going? Yeah, there's nowhere else to go. Like,
yeah, I'm glad that wasn't me. I'm glad that's not a memory in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be fucked.
Just that POV is,
you good?
I would have just moved. That's what I was saying. I don't understand why he just like turned around. Like, he said, "Afro, protect me." Like, I just said, "I got you," because he could have just went back inside.
Could have went back, right?
Which is why I was like, I didn't feel bad because I'm like, "Dog, that's your fault, man."
You no, don't do that.
Choice. No,
don't do that. Nah, you puke on a nigga. Don't do that. Just try to sympathize with him.
I'm wrong. I'm for sure. Yeah. But at the same time, like,
I mean, the nigga sleep.
Who?
The nigga sleep.
Yeah, it's nighttime. He ain't that quick, huh? Yeah, you're right. I'm easy, man. I'm easy. Yeah, man. Right. That's my story, man. Damn, puking is fucked up, man.
Man, I used to destroy beefaroni, man.
Yeah.
That's regular. On the regular.
That shit was good.
Ravioli? Yo, that was good.
That shit was good.
I never loved that one.
Beefaroni?
I like, is that the one with the, let me find it, man.
It's like the mac noodles, the macaroni noodles with the beef.
Yes. With the beef chunks. Okay, that one I love. I didn't like ravioli.
It's like bust down ravioli. Yeah.
I didn't like ravioli.
I think it's like the same two ingredients. Pocket.
Just because, the ravioli was like this shit, the little.
Yes.
I know, I didn't like it, man. I just felt like.
Bro, so good, man.
I like the beefaroni, though. Beefaroni go crazy.
You ever had like, what's it called? The orange Kraft dinner?
Mm-mm. With a special bunch,
you remember that, right?
Yeah,
I feel like we couldn't find it after.
It was like limited edition,
bro. There was a special orange Kraft dinner box, and it wasn't like cheese. It was cheese for sure, but it was like a maybe a nacho cheddar, right?
It was definitely tomato-y. Yeah, it was a special situation, man. But even the original KD, man, good food.
Blessing, chopped dogs in there. Blessing, man. Slice him up, man. Mix
you
him put, down.
You elevate that. You get the good morning sausages. Little maple thing.
Yeah. I never did that.
I've never done
quick
that. Sear,
quick
I've done the hot dog.
Damn, sure. Just dish him off.
We elevated, man.
Nice.
Yo, yeah, I would make beefaroni.
I know
you can make elevated. Some like dignity.
Yeah.
Dignity.
Oh, you mean like real live?
Yeah, like take it to the adulthood.
You definitely could.
Yeah,
you definitely could. Yeah.
You ever had good like real ravioli? When you get real ravioli, it's five pieces.
Yeah,
you feel like you're fucking
getting
cheated.
I was gonna say, I think I have. I went to this birthday dinner of Zara's, one of Zara's friends. It was at the bottom of a hotel, and this is when we first started dating. So I was like, "Yeah, I'm finna be paying and everything." You feel me? So we go, and it's one of those fancy restaurants where they just give you like a bowl, like a small ass bowl. And I remember I ordered some pasta. And I want to say it was ravioli.
You got one piece?
And I got like two, three pieces. I was pissed. And it was like over a bill.
Damn.
I'm like, bruh. And I was...
Where'd you go?
To Osa. On a pay for it. The restaurant. I don't remember the restaurant. It was a hotel, though. I was going to Osa.
You went to Osa? Your education fund?
That whole... Because let me tell you what happened.
Oh, you learned a lesson. All right.
Let me tell you what happened.
Let me
tell you what. So, similar situation. Like, I didn't want to go to school, you know, but eventually I had to go, right? So when I went, I applied for OSAP like right before the first semester
started.
Which is started.
What? For the people?
OSAP is financial aid. It didn't hit before the semester started, so my aunt paid the first semester, but it hit by the time the second semester started.
Mm.
So I only had to pay for one semester with the OSAP, and I never went back, so I had half of the OSAP left.
Mm, yeah.
And I was just making it work, man. If I took the bus to B&R that year, it was OSAP.
Damn.
Yo, we had some OSAP meals with you for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I would like just spend a little bit, put it back, spend a little bit. So that first year, and I started dating Zara that year.
Yeah.
All them days was OSAP, bro.
Yeah,
OSAP.
You fond of my OSAP?
Yeah, OSAP, bro.
Yeah. Yo, we
man, that's a love story, bro.
Yeah,
no,
back.
How'd y'all meet?
OSAP. OSAP. Yeah.
Literally, that's how. Nigga. Yeah. Yo, I can't make it.
I can't be. I can't go. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Man. Yo, that's real, bro. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Google.
Yeah. For real. Sometimes they hold you down.
Fuck us.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I did the Voli only at special events.
The who? Or the Roli?
The ravioli?
Or the Voli?
I had to call it Voli.
Yeah, I fuck with that. It didn't like, hit me. I fuck with that though.
You know, if you get it, if you catch some Voli slipping at an event, like they just walk through. So I had some mushroom Voli. I don't even know
or the
where.
Truffle Voli.
Oh, wow.
Were you there?
I don't have some truffle Voli. I'm gonna put the truffle on the Voli.
Dog, cause you. You stuff it.
I love a little pocket.
I don't know what it
what's
is.
What's inside
like,
the pocket? I don't think. You know what I'm saying?
You go for it again and shit.
Man.
Love a little pocket, man. A little pouch.
Man.
It wasn't that F1?
They did a pasta there. Yes. Was it there?
They had some folded there.
Right?
I think that's where we're eating on camera.
I'm pretty sure we had some stuff because sometimes they'll serve as an appetizer. Like take
so
one.
It'll be a dry Voli. Yeah. It'll
let wet though.
Oh,
it was moist. So it's like it's wet, but they just kind of took it out and just say like,
okay, they put no sauce on it. And yeah. Shit.
So it's already dripped down.
Word.
But it's like you can put whatever in there. So sometimes they would do wild mushrooms, some spinach in there if you want. Like usually it's beef, but
it's like a little real.
Yeah, a little wet.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why I say Italians roll the best weed, man. Straight like that.
I ain't gonna argue with that one.
They so creative with their little fucking Italian hands. Man.
Get the fork,
man. Yeah, I really wonder, man. Really, if you broke it, if you brought it to every country, man, roll me one. I need your best pair of fingers in this country first off.
Yeah.
Your finest fingers this country has to offer. Mm. Every country rolls one spliff.
I'm telling
who's
you.
Who's going to take it there, man?
Hey.
No.
Maybe the Asians might take it.
Yeah,
man.
I'm going to say that.
I'm going to say
like,
sushi.
I'm going to go Japanese.
Sushi.
I'm going to go Japanese.
Yeah, I can't be mad at that one because they precise.
Yeah, my dad rolled a bad one, by the way.
But Jamaicans just rolled it.
Really?
Yeah, he just rolled it tight and small.
What is this? Do you think he like knew the smoking or he just was doing it?
No, you know, he does.
Okay, so
the nigga was bouncing in his chair and said, yo, that's what I love.
So, huh?
He loves rolling.
Bro, the first time I looked at him, I'm like... I don't know if I believe your guidance. Bro, the whole night, we're like...
Yeah, I said,
trying to open it, ripping it,
literally, bro, just laughing shit. We getting the goop.
I didn't want to roll it for him, but yeah. His words were he wasn't much of a smoker, but he didn't mind rolling it for his boys and just leaving it. He'll take one and just say, "Okay, you guys go." Oh,
okay,
but at the time it was different. Weed was different back then, so he's a little more paranoid, which is why when we got caught, he was a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Anal about the situation.
Right, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so.
It was a different time.
That what a moment that was, man. To smoke with our father was a funny moment. On his 50th birthday, we said, because my dad always had ideas of his kids smoking chronic.
Yeah.
Get a hunch,
that hunch, yeah.
So he knew we were smoking in high school. We got, story is we got caught.
Yeah.
And we still did in a respectful way, man. My dad was like, you know, he was going out and he had a certain days that he was going out. We'd have the house to ourselves. He would let us know we have the house to ourselves.
High school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 18.
18. And on top of it, bro, we weren't even like, if girls were coming over, they were like our friends from school, like along with our dogs. And we're saying, yo, Friday night hang session, safe in our basement.
You trust everyone. You know they're good people.
We bring the pizza.
No,
like everything was respectful, bro. Like,
I
hear that. It was respectful. You know, bro, what I mean? Even we're just around a fire and shit. Like, our shoes are there and shit lined up.
Bro, yeah. Like, it was the most respect. Because at the end of the day, I'm still scared of the man that right. owns his house. Mm-hmm. I'll tell anyone like that. You know, it's very specific.
Deeper than that, it's just not your, this is not your DNA. It's
that's not me.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
As simple as that. Mm-hmm. Even further than that, like, we'd go behind the house, not even do it in the house. We weren't Shame. Rolling in the house. Yo, mm-hmm. we'll go elsewhere, sort this, and then get busy.
Yeah.
So whatever, this particular night, long story short, my sister was home and she had some weird reaction, and it may have been a little bit more her just tweaking, but we had, she called the ambulance, then my dad comes home and says...
She wasn't smoking,
she wasn't smoking,
oh,
yeah.
I'm about to say it, but
she was just, okay. I don't know what she was on, but...
Maybe allergic to something.
Maybe.
She took, she was on some medication, and then she, I think she took it backwards or something, so she took two of one that she was supposed to... She was supposed to take, okay, yeah. She's yeah. mixed some shit up, and then up it numbers. Wasn't a big deal. But then, like, she was like panicking and shit, and mm-hmm. then she's like, her heart was racing and stuff. But yeah, she was just overreacting. Yeah.
So she called an ambulance. My dad comes home, and says, "Wait, it smells like weed." And then he just makes this big thing, like he's 50 Cent from 50 Cent's dad from Get Rich or Die, trying to say, "Why you have this gun in this house?"
Yeah.
And we said, "Why you going through our shit?
Why you going through my stuff? True,
why
man?
You smell around the house?
You weren't supposed to be home tonight."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And which is what it was, but whatever. He got mad at us, and we weren't like whatever. Mm-hmm. So that was the last time that was 2012. It's not 2016, 17, 18, long. And he was just, you know what I mean, he'd throw little jokes here and there, say, yeah, like, bring up spliff and this and that. Like, but I was like, I'm like, wait, you're just so mad about it, nice little chill. I get we're older now, whatever. So mm-hmm. his 50th birthday, me and Jermaine are just like, you know what, this is what's going down. We're going to go, everyone's going to be beat, and we're going to have, because we already,
yeah,
we gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, we already gone.
For sure.
So then when the night gets there and he's there, we're just gonna fucking pull out the baseball bat.
The damn Harry Potter.
That, yeah, that was the slogan we had waiting on that.
Yo,
that's slow reason that damn yeah. thing. Ready to go.
We put it in a zipper hole.
The fucking wombat report. And we whipped that bitch out. We said we pulled the side.
Snug up.
Love that.
Happy birthday.
Torch.
So how did he respond? Like you just passed it to him, or you said like you yeah. announced it? You just passed it?
Yeah, we just
passed it. Yeah.
We just passed it.
He was acting like he was no man, can't like me.
Yeah.
He was smiling so much. Yeah. He said, bro, you just turned 50, bro.
I love that, man. I love that. That's amazing.
He took a big swig of that, man. Nice. And then we burnt that down together. And then further than that, later on in life, a couple of years after, we went to his house and he was just chilling. He said, yo, I have a stash. Are you going to roll something? And we're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
then we stash. Rolled one in his backyard. We just talked about life for a couple hours. That was nice, man.
Yeah.
That was a nice chat.
Realistically, your father came in at the best time to smoke weed.
When?
Because it's just so easier to get.
Oh, yeah,
you know
for
what
sure.
I mean? So much
yeah.
better to do. You can research more. You can't really research nothing.
Yeah.
Like
nothing.
That.
Just like, yeah, no research. Like, yeah. Who this from?
Nigga.
Wee wee.
Bro, you're supposed to be here 3 hours ago. I'm coming, man. Yeah. Coming.
Yeah. Wee like, wee.
You know, now you get yeah. that shit when you want. You never miss an opportunity to have it if you
want
to have it
for specific
that.
Weed.
Yeah, yeah. You know this one. It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful.
Nah, he's, yeah, it's nice, love. Man. I was even, I was telling my partner.
You rolled another one. Matter of fact.
Nice. Your dad?
Yeah. What? Remember we smoked on? He's like, should I roll another one? Like,
oh, yeah. Right. So, yeah, Garrett, because he knew it wasn't hitting. I was like, but we were chilling. Our thing to him was like, every time we smoked, we were good. Like,
this
we know
is,
we're
this
good.
Is what, yeah.
It'd be this type of circle.
This is what it is, yeah.
But he's understanding on what he has to stand on. We're in school. He's stressing in life. I understand that. So, mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, whatever. But don't react like that. Cause, you know,
it's weird, man. There are a few things in life that, like, even if you do yourself, you just wouldn't really want somebody else to do, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Not
like, I
we.
Feel like, I don't think I would get nobody Douce, bro. Like, I don't want you to, you don't need it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. that kind of thing. Like, you don't need this, but you do it yourself. But it's like, that's how I feel about weed. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm going to, like, show my kids it or want my kids to do it, but, like, I know it's okay, and I'm
yeah,
okay
yeah,
doing
yeah.
it. But for some reason, like, that programming of just, like, nah, you shouldn't even be on yeah. it. It's like, when my little sister was with us that night at Soul House, It was a thing for me to, like, I don't know if I want to, you know. She said no, thankfully.
Yeah,
but eventually
yeah.
I'm like, yo, you want to hit this? And she's like, no. Mm. But it's like, I didn't know if I wanted to take that step with her, you know?
Yeah.
Man, that's out of it, man.
I got to consult.
Go ahead. I got to consult Wiz Khalifa. How do you do it? How do you know, your son?
I was thinking about that. Because there's a picture that dropped with the weed is right in front of his kid.
Yeah.
Like he's on the bed, the kid's on his phone, and there's a bottle of weed like chilling right there.
Yeah.
But it being that natural, it's almost like alcohol now, where it's like, I always knew what alcohol was, but it's not for kids. Right. You know what I mean? Where
I think that's the angle, yeah.
There's a different way to present it. Because even with like our sister, we knew like, all right, she's getting older, she's going to get into conversation of fucking like drinking, smoking, partying, like just don't be stupid, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, mm-hmm, obviously you can talk to us before you talk to him. Like, yo, if you're smoking, you need some weed, like, I'll get it for you. Like,
yeah, don't be going to them dirty. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Let me make sure so I can sort you right. If you and your little girls want that, like, all right, cool, we'll sort you. But be neat about it. That's it. Like, I think when it comes to that point, I'm gonna be smoking till like forever, honestly. Probably.
Yeah, you said that yesterday, bro.
Dog, yeah.
Like, nigga, honestly, literally.
Niggas, hey, I'm gonna smoke forever.
Legit.
Like, I'm gonna smoke weed forever, is what the nigga said.
Dog, we were talking to this guy from the gym, and we were just waiting on some ice water. We approach up, and he's talking to the guy at the juice bar. And we walk into a conversation and he's already in there. So I'm just trying to catch him and see, you know, you got to wait and hear some more words to see, what are you guys talking about? Mm-hmm. The moment I stepped in, I understood what he said, I was high as fuck. All right, yeah.
Heard that, brother.
I can relate.
He's 60, but he's well built. And he's just saying like, yo, he just smokes and he just chills and that's his thing. So I'm like, bro, if it's like as controlled as it is now, mm-hmm, I never really put it down for no reason unless like my life's already on a good path. Mm-hmm. I just got to keep going.
Yeah.
But obviously if it's like, there's been points where I'm like, I'm going to put the tree down for a little bit. I don't need it right now. Like, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But my point is it'll always be around. And if my kids are around and seeing it, I'm not going to introduce it. Because I know a lot of people where their mom and their dad was like, yo, let's go build in the garage. And I'm like, yo, okay, now your dynamic is like shifted a little bit where this is all right. I don't know. This is all right.
That's so interesting.
You know what I mean? Maybe other things are now, can I test this boundary? Or like, how far can I go with drinking? Or how far, you know what I mean? Whatever it is. So I think if it's introduced in a proper way where it's like, this ain't for you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, our dad passed us a spliff at a reasonable time, but we pass it to him. Because I'm like, you're being awkward now. You're like, when are you going to give us a fucking weed, nigga?
Oh, man, throw some up.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
So let me ask you, so you feel like if you have a kid, they're getting old, let's say they're like 15, 16, 17, you don't feel like you should be like, hey, like, I smoke weed. This is why I smoke weed. Do you want to try it? Or you just feel like they should just find it themselves?
Yeah, I think they just find it themselves.
They find it themselves. If I start smelling them, I'd be like, talk to me, Junior.
Right, okay. So, yeah. Because, I do wonder if, like, you know, the parents that maybe are like, because they love weed so much, they want to introduce it to their kid, if, like, that's the right thing to do. Because maybe they'd never find it. And they just live their life.
Yeah, it's too out there. Facts.
It's too out there now.
So yeah, sure. It's supposed to be like a drinking commercial. Yeah, it's going to be like a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
right, yeah.
I think that's the problem.
He found beer.
So, but
in my drawer.
But with that, do you feel like you should be like, you know, let me talk to you about weed and like what it is and how to do it properly? Or you just feel, okay.
You don't remember the alcohol talk. It's just kind of like, it was around now, not for me and shit.
I don't remember the alcohol talk for me.
Yeah. We got it eventually.
You know what I mean? We saw them drinking, but.
But it, like, mind you, not to get too, like, personal, but, you know, Ryan's obviously the older one, so he's figuring out how to do shit. The older brother's always going to figure out how to do shit. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, I was there when my dad was finding the bottles, and I'm like, okay, I don't want that reaction. Like, I'm not drinking.
Right.
But when it's time to drink, he was going to know that I'm drinking, like, responsibly and fine, like, not on some dumb shit. But I just think what weed is the household that we were born in, it was like, go to school, straight school student, don't move off of this line. Walk straight. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The life I'm trying to live and have my kids live is like, yo, we all just chilling. You got a question, just ask me.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like it wouldn't be too crazy to be like, Dad, these niggas smoking weed at school. So that, like, it's going to be so out there. Like, I feel it's just, that conversation is just going to have to happen naturally. And it's going to be something like alcohol. But it's just gonna be on that same level. It was like, you're not old enough, man. Like, you don't need
word
to do that.
Yeah. Say that.
Man, we're gonna reach our chubby fingers into the Discord, man. Put us a voice note. We got something from the Full Send Father.
Oh.
Back Sweat BT. It's going to be a good one.
Yo, what's going on, Random Order? It's your boy, Full Send Father. And this is a question that definitely popped up in my mind. I was driving yesterday, actually listening to episode 143. And it's been a problem I've had for a while now. And I just really need your eagly guidance. Hopefully you can educate the people on this. But no matter where I'm going, and it only happens when I'm in the driver's seat, I'm the one driving. Whether I have the air on, and especially if I don't have it on, as soon as I get out of the car, bro, back is just wet.
Moist back.
And I can't shake it. You know, whether it's leather interior, carpet interior, doesn't matter. Like, get out of the car, and my back is just like I sat in the water. And I don't know how to go about, like, curving it. Like, and I don't want to be that guy that has to go, like, buy a little fan just to fix the problem, have it pointed at my back.
So,
like,
fan.
If you guys have encountered this, what do you do?
Towel, brother.
Towel?
You might need to keep some towels in the whip.
So what you do is before you get in the car, you grab the towel, shirt,
ooh,
open, towel,
ooh,
up,
ooh,
back holding towel on the chair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now your back sweat goes on the towel. You get to your destination.
Yep. That's definitely better. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Dry shirt.
Yeah. Yep.
Or,
oh,
Saran wrap the waist.
Waist Saran wrapped.
Ziploc bag. Cut the Ziploc bag so the Ziploc bag open like this.
Okay.
Ziploc bag and the Saran wrap.
All the way. So plastic on the plastic.
Yeah. All the way around. So now it's like a U. Yeah.
So this is a sweat catcher.
It's ice.
Ice.
In the Ziploc. Boarded by the Saran wrap.
Okay, oh, so boy. Ice melt, more wet,
nigga,
more,
not going, no,
more wet than before.
Cooling, it's cooling.
Soaked now.
When I hear
pants sweat father. Too. No,
you just don't want to be the wet one at every event.
Cause it, no,
there's no more events.
Yeah, nah, you bug it.
So we gotta stop inviting this guy.
Yeah, you gotta leave him at home.
Car fan.
AVC.
Yeah. Okay, get an AMG. Yeah. Like, officer.
Sit like this.
Y'all see this? Top of your AC.
Y'all see this? Really? This is feasible.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Drive like this,
I actually do drive like that a bit. Like, I be over the steering wheel.
You know what I mean?
I kind of do that. I'm not going to lie.
You get the back air.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully that helps. Yo.
And we put the A.
We put the A in amen.
Amen. Yeah.
How that Atlanta nigga say amen?
Amen. All day, man. What a wholesome episode we have in our hands, people. Yeah. Thank you so much for hanging with us, man. We appreciate y'all being here. Amen. Listen, man, this has been Random Order Show 148. Don't hate. Appreciate, man. Why don't you go slide over there, drop a 5-star stunner on Apple Podcasts and Spotify? Why not? No good
spend
answer.
Spend all day on the computer anyway.
I don't know where it is, man. Jump up in them comments, man. Drop them good stuff. You know what I mean? F with us, man. We f with you, amen. All day, man. Listen.
Show them got it.
Yeah,
Show them got it.
We gonna lead the people with something, man.
Yeah, we'll leave with something, man.
What are we covering? What are we talking about?
Oh yeah, no, Sheldon, leave people. Listen, Sheldon.
Don't box me in.
No, I ain't gonna add never that.
Right, Sheldon,
sure. So one of our eagles are outside listening to the Random Order podcast
because
they too fucked up at a party, so they got us in on the headphones. They say I need to just be reminded of home and grounded, so they got RO in the ears.
Okay. Yeah,
but they feeling woozy, Sheldon.
Yeah,
what they do?
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Hold your hands up.
I was not gonna say that. But that's a good, keep that in the tongue, you feel me? In case you gotta get there. Cause this might not work what I'm about to say.
Okay.
You really gotta like exaggerate your breathing, you feel me? You really gotta do.
That's real.
You really got to hit that in some nice outside air. Get you right, man. For real.
That just saved me the other day, man.
Yeah.
Literally.
Amen.
For sure.
Aye.
Hold up. That was a HeadGum Podcast.